Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest speak of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit launching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B. Hey, what's up? This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Had to rush in, close the door, and get the room, get the studio more soundproof. We're going to be talking about the Iran revolution that's going on there. People have taken it to the streets. They really wanted change. They didn't get it. They felt like they've been cheated. And instead of just sitting there saying, well, you know, we'll try again in another 4 years. They are rioting. They are pissed. They want the mullahs to get him out. Get Ahmadinejad. And I'm stealing that joke from Deke Jackson of FKN News. Ahmadinejad. Out of office. Because everybody knows he's a puppet. It's obvious. And unfortunately, a poor young lady, Iranian girl shot by pro-government militia. The video of her death is all over the internet. I started to cry. But then again, you know, when, I don't know, I guess you could consider me a chauvinist pig, I guess, because, I mean, seeing a man die, even though a life is a life and I feel bad, it doesn't really hit you as much when it's a beautiful young girl. It's like, damn, she got shot through the heart, she was standing next to her father. Let me read this article from the Huffington Post. Neda becomes symbol of rebellion in Iran. And really, I don't see it as much as a rebellion as more of a dissent. Well, I guess you could call it a rebellion. But here goes. Amateur video of young Iranian woman lying in the street, blood streaming from her nose and mouth, has quickly become an iconic image of the country's opposition movement and unleashed a flood of outrage and regime crackdown. The footage, less than a minute long, appears to capture the woman's death moments after she was shot at a protest. A powerful example of citizens' ability to document events inside Iran despite government restrictions on foreign media and internet and phone lines. The limits imposed amid the unrest over the dispute of a disputed June 12th election makes details of the woman's life and events immediately preceding her apparent death difficult to confirm. But clips of the woman being called Neda are among the most viewed items on YouTube, with untold numbers of people passing along the amateur video through social networks and watching them on television. The images entered wide circulation Saturday when two distinct videos purporting to show her death appeared separately on YouTube and Facebook. They show people trying desperately to treat the woman, who is clad in blue jeans, white sneakers, and a black jacket and the headscarf required by Iran's Islamic dress code. Her eyes roll back, The blood squirts from her nose, pouring across her face as those trying to help her scream, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, Netta dear, don't be afraid." A white-haired man in a striped shirt repeats throughout the longer of the videos, his voice escalating throughout. People posting the video say the woman was shot by a member of the pro-government Basij militia. That information could not be independently verified. Reporters for foreign news organizations have been barred from reporting on the streets of Tehran, and the Iranian government has not released any information about her death. An acquaintance of her family said Netta worked part-time at a travel agency in Iran, that the government barred the family from holding a public funeral Monday. The acquaintance spoke on condition of anonymity because she feared the government reprisal. The Iranian government has banned all public gatherings though there was no specific information about funerals for those killed in recent clashes. Although the Iranian government has blocked many websites, including Facebook, and has jammed satellite television signals, the videos of the woman's death have been circulated inside the country. People have used anti-filtering software to download them. Some Iranians have uploaded the footage to their cell phones and used Bluetooth technology to share it. You're not going to... I mean, I'm just... Wow. It really just breaks my heart. But as you see, I mean, the people are just fed up with it, and they're going to do whatever means necessary to get shit done. I mean, if I just see this escalating even more. The people are probably going to start getting guns, and hopefully just get rid of the Shah, the mullahs, their damn selves, and produce a new government. I mean, the question is, how come over here, over $5 trillion in junk securities were marketed and sold, they had a real value of $2 trillion, and the other $3 trillion was pure fiction. The banks create and sold these worldwide with full knowledge and support of Congress, the Fed, and the banks themselves, a pure fraud. We in the U.S., we're just dealing with the largest looting operation in history. And yet, we're fine with it. It's like, well, you know, it's my fault, you know, I have all this debt, and they're willing to put this blame on you. And if I could, they stole what came to Bush. It looks like there were some shenanigans when it came with Obama, but they don't think they really had to do that much. They are nationalizing, you know, financial institutions and manufacturers. They print, they allow the Fed to print money out of thin air. But if anybody was to stand up and say, like, hey, this is kind of bullshit. You're like, not, you're this. The problem is, I mean, it's like, what happened to the American spirit of deception? I'm not waiting for that. I mean, I know pretty much that the revolution started because we got tired of paying for bullshit all the time a pain for bullshit when it comes to but people who are, I mean, again, they in fact, they're turned in by other Americans. There's a thing that goes around. You say it can't be done. That's the way of someone who's doing what I'm about. I mean, I'm saying, okay, it's time to go to the streets and start shooting. Because, I mean, now's not the time to start fighting. But anyways, if you want to call in, here's the number.
Call the Garage Time Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. ID 23980.
So, we got that concept, Wiz and Kev from show. He actually has been doing cash. He actually covered with I love this is Mary. People original sex offenders are being totally underneath a bridge. And I'm not saying that that's where the I sound like an alien. Oh crap. I'm gonna hang up and go back in. This is the Crash Radio Show. We're gonna be right back in a few seconds.
Alrighty, we're back. Called on my phone. I'm gonna try calling in with Gizmo again. Had to think some stuff. What was I? Oh yeah, no, we're willing to do all this stuff. We'll put up with so much when we really don't have to. And just, wow. granting someone a mortgage based on whether they can fog a mirror is proof positive of. How fucked up shit is, really. The government then passed another $1 trillion stimulus, despite people screaming, no, no, no. I mean, the government's just not listening to us. No matter whether we melt their phone lines or not, they're not listening. I'm trying to freaking get back in. Oh, shit. All right. That's probably what's going on. Yeah, that's probably what's going on. I have just been kicked out. I'm just calling in right now. So I'm just going to keep talking till I get my internet up. Hopefully, this doesn't keep going. This usually happens sometimes. I would have been playing some I was about to play some videos that I snagged the audio. But, I mean, it's just America's just, America's just, I don't know how we became so complacent or just very, just comfortable with the way things are. And here's the beautiful thing in America is we have freedom of speech. We have a constitution that says the government's not doing what we want. We can do something about it. So I'm going to have to restart my computer. Wish I could play a clip. But I can't freaking get to my calls. So, and this is everywhere. I mean, no one wants to fight anymore. Everybody's afraid to rock the boat. And people don't wanna put in the extra effort. As there's, you know, food in their refrigerators, TV, they have their TV. People could actually care less. That's all they really care about when it comes to stuff. They'll pay a little more if, you know, like, and they'll just mumble like, "Oh crap, gas is $4. Oh crap, gas is $5." But they won't understand how gas gets that high. With Iran, and Iran is not the only country that has risen up. When it's come to overthrowing their government. I mean, many countries in South America have protested violently about stuff. Iceland took over their whole country. Their people got upset with the way their Federal Reserve was running. And what they did, they surrounded it. They demanded that their prime minister, step down. And it happened. If enough people rise up, I mean, they have to listen to you or else, you know, they'll get crushed. I mean, really, you really got to think about it. There is more us than there is them. And really, yeah, hold on. Oh, here's my... Yeah, we got Benny Cornell on the call. And he hung up. Yes. Yeah, I'm logging. I had to do a restart on my computer. Hopefully you guys are still bearing with me. I understand this is kind of boring for people listening to this. Hold on, we're... Okay. Hey, we got Benny Carnero on the line. Say hello to the people.
Yo.
What's up?
Yeah, I already called the show. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm having some trouble. My computer's acting funky. So I'm talking about.
I'm telling you to fucking die. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand. I have to. For some
reason, it's not freaking letting me. It's not connecting to my router
for me to freaking get in. So, anyways, Benny, I was just talking about how Iran is going apeshit because of the Ahmadinejad jacket.
Yeah, the Mousavi shit.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that girl getting shot in the heart by their militia.
Well, I told you, the next uprising is the one they need to do in this country against Obama. That's the dictatorship that we've had for more than 100 days, and I have to say it's got to go. He's gotta go.
You think so?
Yes.
Why we gotta rise up against Obama? He's our leader, you know? He talked about change.
Because he's a dictator. He's worse than a Nazi. You know, that's why you got to watch Fox News. And in fact, we need to get sponsorship from Fox News. We need to go on the Glenn Beck show. Stand up. Stand up against CNN and the bullshit.
Damn, that would be funny as hell. That would be, like, really ironic about all the shit I talked about.
What's wrong with you? Why are you all mellowed out? You sound like you're on dust or something.
Why am I sound all mellowed out? I don't know. I think I got laid today.
You think?
I don't know. I think I got laid. Something happened, and I woke up, my pants were undone. I was like, what the fuck am I doing in this? Oh, I got laid. Had $50 pinned to my chest, and here, I always tip my horse. Damn, man, I can't freaking log in, man. My computer's just not connecting to my fucking router. I don't know what the fuck's going on here. I'm trying to fucking log in. Damn, yeah, I really am fucking kind of mellow today, huh? Jesus.
It's like you're not even angry.
I'm just not that. I'm just fucking frustrated out already. Just freaking putting up with people's bullshit. You know what's going on between me and the We Are Changed, that I was a part of. I freaking confronted the leader of that. And, you know, he acts like he couldn't give two shits. And that's just,
you know what we need right now? A good prank call. We need to get the motivation, get the motivational juices going.
If you want to call somebody, you got to call them.
Yeah, I got to call them. You're the one with the Skype account.
Yeah, but I don't got, my computer's not connecting to the internet. How the fuck do I need to do it? And plus I don't got Skype minutes on there yet.
Oh.
I don't even know how to fuck it. I would have to fucking record that shit.
Stop the car crash.
Well,
yeah,
no. Yeah, well, as soon as I get it back up, nah, I'm gonna have to fucking connect this shit directly to the router. Son of a bitch. Yeah, we're starting to get fucking technical difficulties right now. I think the dinner chat is fucking with the show.
Oh. No.
I swear to God, if he's fucking with the show, I'm going to go over and dump some fucking pork on his head.
What?
Some pork on his fucking head.
Oh. You can lift the cop that high? Shit.
What? Robin?
You can lift the cop that high?
Oh, well.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. And now this shit ain't even fucking... Looks like I'm going to need to get me a new router.
What?
I'm probably going to need to get me a new router.
Yeah. Fucking technical difficulties. Oh, man. I think, you're going to have to, you don't got backup?
What?
Because you don't got backup?
Okay, let's see. Just have to fucking restart my router. And we're back up. All right. Oh, that was a bitch and a half. All right. So now we got to wait 5 minutes to, So yeah, no, like I was saying, I confronted the head of We Are Change. He's not freaking, you know, when you have a big organization like that, When you get donations and shit, you need to have a financial report. But at the very least, to like show people like, look, for your donations, this is what we did, and this is how much it costs. You know, especially when you're demanding the government be honest with what it does. You know, But when people come out, when you're busting out and saying, yo, like, can I get a, what's up with this financial report? Oh, are you a government spy? And everyone else is just going along with it because they don't want to rock the boat. They know he's wrong, but he don't want to do shit. No one wants to fucking do shit. It's funny as hell. So, yeah. And now, and today I just, I got a Skype call from, I'm back in the room, people. I got a Skype call from a whole bunch of people calling me a government agent, and they won't let me fucking explain what I'm trying to do. They want to say, oh, you're trying to destroy the group. You know, a bunch of brainwashed motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Mm. And they're asking me, oh, so you want us to get microchipped? I bet you want us to get microchipped. And I was like, yo, I'm not even going to deal with this bullshit anymore. You know, I just hung up on them. You know, I tried to explain it. They didn't want to take a look at my evidence. And I actually have real hard evidence and some, you know, just common sense shit, you know. But anyways, I'm back in. I'm going to be calling in. So, Benny, I gotta hang up here on the phone and call back in on the.
So I could do the same then, right? Dial the 20 different digits just to get on?
Yeah, no shit.
Right.
Yeah, bye. All right. We're going to be right back. All right. Okay.
And we're back, finally. Now I gotta wait for my co-host to call in. I'd like to thank the Concept Wiz and Kev for sticking around through the technical difficulties. We're gonna take a quick break because it's been 30 minutes in. This is the Crotch Radio Show.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
The Crotch Shot Radio Show has a new comment line. Give us a call and tell us what you think. Maybe some suggestions on what we should talk about. If it's funny or just fucking stupid, we'll air it live on the next show. Give us a call at 206-777-0137. The code is *1040799. That number again, 206-777-0137. The code is *1040799. Or just go on crotchshotradio.com and find the widget. And we're back. Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. I'm your host, Louis B., with my co-host, Benny Carnero. Benny.
Yo.
long time, dog. Long time, me
long
and you, man.
No bullshit, right?
Yeah, I know. Damn, you know?
Now you're all excited.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's like an injection of heroin in your arms.
Yeah, no, I just jacked it a little bit, you know? So I'm a little bit more excited.
Good.
And I didn't get a chance to
sounded like a downer. I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I'm just fucking just stressed out for the past 3 weeks dealing with this bullshit. You know, because apparently...
That throat attacks? Yeah, I know. It hit home, right? It was fucking with you. It was like, oh,
yeah,
man, my Coco Frito is going up 15 cents.
There's that and, you know, McDonald's and...
Yo, McDonald's is making a killing. You know, like in Japland over there?
Japland.
Because, Japan, order.
Okay.
And Toyota Land. So
okay.
They're having a problem because the economy sucks or whatever. It's been sucking for like the last 20 years.
Or number three extra. What? Yeah.
So they can't afford to buy sushi no more because it's mad money. You know, sushi's mad money.
Yeah.
So they had to result or revert or whatever to go to fucking McDonald's. And that shit is so unhealthy and it's bad. They're saving money, but like they're medically like in the shit now. They're like fat. They're suffering from diabetes and this and that. It's funny. It's just like, China had like an industrial revolution for like 2 years and like the whole country is shot. Japan switches over to McDonald's for like a year or so and they're already, it's just, I don't understand this. Fucking America and their bad influences, excuse me.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like, you know, a Puerto Rican telling a Jew to go fuck a married woman. It's horrible.
Inside, you know that?
What? Is
he,
what?
He could be listening.
No, he's not. I can see who's streaming. Don't worry,
yeah,
we're good.
Bullshit.
We're good. And he doesn't download the show. He won't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking tell him to download this shit.
Oh yeah, you're gonna tell him.
I'm gonna snitch.
Snitches get stitches.
I know.
I'm Puerto Rican too, and you know I cut niggas.
I'll take a few stitches. No big deal.
All right.
You're the fucking worst. You corrupted a young Jewish male. Why? Terrible.
Hey,
fucking bastard.
Hey, you know, you would do it too.
No?
Dude, if she was fine as hell, and she was like, hello, and, you know, I mean, come on.
Wait, what?
Hello.
No, it's hello.
Hello. But, then again, okay, what if it was like a fat-ass Puerto Rican chick, huge fucking tits, she's freaking dancing, jiggling around, and she like, pulls you by your dick to the fucking bathroom, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna recite the Psalms of fucking, I don't know, the books of Jesus or whatever.
The books of Jesus, yeah.
Let my soul...
No, you wouldn't. You would be like, gotta do what
like
you...
That's like a unique circumstance. I mean, come on.
No, it's not. But that's exactly what happened, though. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. That other dude's a sucker. Don't worry about it. That's where I'm coming from. If it happened to me, yeah, it would suck. I'd probably fucking OJ the bitch. Without a question.
I'll drive the Speedway in a Bronco. I'll be like, dee, come on, run out the house. Hop in the Bronco. Yeah, we get on the FDR and it's like, block.
Fuck.
For real, Cali really needs traffic. That'll like solve all their problems because seriously, they don't got traffic. It's like, because in New York, there's never a car chase. Car chase will like go up the block.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You slam into a bus, or you slam into, like, another car, or another cop, or whatever.
Ah, you're under arrest! But I was just buying a soda.
Step out the car, you were driving while reeking.
What? What? Nah, pretty much it'll be like...
DWR.
What? What's good? What's going on?
Step out the car!
No! Look, this is my song, hold on.
Maria!
Boricua!
That's how those barbecues start. Those block parties.
Oh shit! Pass me some chicken. I have some. Oh no, rice and beans. Yes.
She's pregnant again. Again, Maria? What the fuck?
Cool Jesus Christ! You're only 10 years old. This is your sixth child.
That's it.
All right, bye. Oh shit! Damn it!
What?
As soon as we started talking to shit.
What? We lost
one.
Oh.
Damn. Seriously.
I told you this cannot go on. This travesty that we speak.
And I'm Puerto Rican too, and I'm freaking making fun of my own people. I'm a damn disgrace.
there's
no hope for us.
We'll
never
fuck win.
Shut up, bitch, and take it.
We always make it.
Yeah, dude, and that dude really pistol whipped his girl.
Oh.
Big pun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, somebody actually brought it to my attention. He's like, you know, he pistol whipped his wife. Like, he did? And boom, and sure enough, there's video of him pistol whipping his wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, I know. No wonder he died.
So what, he's in an act of God?
Yeah, well, you know. I know.
But
I know.
400 pounds?
Well,
you
know.
400 pounds?
God only helps those that help themselves. Or God only kills those that kills themselves. You know what I mean?
Wow. How you pistol whip your wife?
Well, maybe she didn't cook the rice and beans well, you know, or... She was using Pine Sol instead of Mistolin, you know? I'm just saying. I mean, shit, Mistolin is, like, really cheap. And, you know, getting that Pine Sol.
Oh,
hold
on
a second. What?
Let's get some statistics going or some logistics or whatever. How many listeners are listening?
we got Kev and you.
Wow. I don't count. I'm not even listening. I'm just talking. I think I what's come out of my mouth.
I mean, we had two people log in, two other people, so they count. So yeah. So technically four listeners.
Oh. Okay.
And don't worry, the night is still young. It's Monday. People are still, you know, coming home from work, hopefully by 8 o'clock, you know, people will be here. So, anyways, back to the subject. What do you think about what's going on in Iran?
I think it's filling up fucking Fox News and CNN. It's like they don't talk about nothing else. And I know it's a big deal, but, like, they got to do, like, other news, you know what I'm saying? Don't tell me nothing's, like, going on, but, like, fucking Persian's going crazy now, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. I mean,
it's like it's funny. It's like they really needed it because they had nothing else to talk about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds really phony baloney. Like,
it's kind of funny how that works out. Tell you the truth. Like something
yeah,
huge happens.
All of a sudden now, there's this big uprising against all this dictatorship or whatever. I'm like, what happened in the last 30 years? Like, they was all right with it.
I mean, the thing is, the reason why I'm covering it is because this is just the latest. Because, like I said, Iceland stood up.
What happened?
Iceland had some riots when it came going on. Like, hold on, Riot World Agenda, Times Online, UK. Riots in Iceland, Latvia. And Bulgaria. Yeah. I can't talk. Icelanders all but stormed their parliament. And this is from, actually, January. This past January. January 21st. They stormed the parliament in January 20th. ordinary islanders were determined to vent their fury at the way that the political class had allowed their country to slip towards bankruptcy. The building was splattered with paint and yogurt. Really? Yogurt? Yogurt and paint. Well, we don't want to break nothing. Well, yeah, then again, that's true, you know. If your country's bankrupt, that, you know, you don't want to break shit because then you have to pay.
It depends on, like,
yeah.
Were they throwing, like, the regular yogurt from the small cups, or were they throwing that industrial fucking Costco yogurt, you know, like, where it's like a paint bucket?
Hey, that's just with yogurt. That's delicious, though. You know, it has all that probiotics that kills all the bad bacteria in your stomach. It's good. Have you tried the yogurt from Costco? Costco yogurt. What? I'm just saying.
Are we getting sponsorship from Costco's yogurt?
Not yet.
You gave like a little 10-minute speech on why we need to go to Costco. Go get fucking yogurt.
Oh,
like,
and
for probiotics. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Whatever's in my stomach, as long as it's...
And for the minorities, Costco is now accepting food stamps. Mm-hmm. All right. No, actually, they are. They just started accepting food stamps and EBT cards. So, yeah. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Damn it. All right. I'll do this to myself. This is a new one we got. I just got played off. So, you there?
Yeah, hold on a second.
All righty. Well, hold on. We're going to stop the show while Benny works some shit out. Anyways, yeah, according to the real news on the latest of what they know from Iran, according to Pepe Escobar, the situation appears to be a kind of coup with Islamic revolution by a faction including Ahmadinejad, the supreme leader, I can't even pronounce that name, and the Revolutionary Guards. On the other side is Mousavi, and the more upper-class, economically liberal factions. They don't know what's going on, but a clash between two economic principles could be one of the elements behind the current turmoil, despite Ahmadinejad's mass support among the poor. The numbers and the timeline still don't add up. It will be a while before they really know what's going on. Right now, this could be a situation similar to the Soviet Union soon after Lenin died and Stalin took over. In the political sense, they can't compare Ahmadinejad literally to Stalin in policy terms yet. A coup within the revolution by members of the revolutionary system. Here's the video. So here we go.
Thank you.
are you doing?
Huh?
It sounds like you're jacking it.
I don't know.
You don't know. Yeah, so pretty much that's what's going on. If you want, go on YouTube, Struggle with Iranian Elite. I'm not going to play the whole 16-minute clip. But, yeah.
You should have played it. Would have gave me time to... I'm filling out...
job applications?
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly. All right, Eve. Here you go.
Hello? Yo.
Oh, okay. You good?
Yeah, I gotta call you back.
Alright, we got Raymond T.Y. Here. We're gonna continue with this recording, with this news. Basically, they're saying that Ahmadinejad stole the election. It stayed at 62%. Ah, damn, there's no audio. Man, I can't freaking... Oh, shit. Damn. So no one can hear that. So you guys didn't just hear what I just played. Damn, some co-host I got. Damn it. All right, well, basically, I was just trying to play, oh, God, New Day, New Fuck-Ups. New Day, New Fuck-Ups. All righty. So, just go back to my notes. In this clip from February 2009, journalist Azidi Monvani notes that Iranian President Mohammad Mahmoud Ahmadinejad ran on a campaign of change during the 2005 election that initially saw him elected to office, a detail that may seem ironic in the light of Iran's current allegations of electoral fraud. As one of the few American correspondents allowed to work continuously in Iran since 1999, Azida has reported widely on women's rights, Islamic reform, and youth culture. She discusses her personal experiences living and working in Iran, including how she faces the threat of arrest. She fled the country to protect her family's safety, Commonwealth Club of Silicon Valley. Azida grew up in California, her parents having left Iran in 1976, 3 years before the Islamic Revolution. The unresolved tension she felt between her cultural identity as an Iranian and an American led her to go back to Iran as a journalist. Here's the video there. Hope you guys enjoy. Yes, boom.
Fora TV. The world is thinking.
This is a portrait of Iran that I've painted in my work. And it came as a shock to the world in May of 2005 when a very conservative man, I think everyone's now familiar with his name, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, was elected president. The question being, well, if Iran is truly this nation of very moderate and progressive young people who are secular in their outlook and want better relations with the West, how did they or why did they elect this man who has come to be known only for his fundamentalism, his defiance of the West, his denial of the Holocaust? It didn't quite square together. So I was sent back by Time magazine to sort of explain and write about how this had all come to be. How did Iranians elect him and what did it mean? And in the course of that, first I'll tell you quickly how that did come to be. He ran on a platform of change. And I think in this country we're familiar with that notion. It will resonate with you here because we've recently had an election where people really felt like they wanted a profound change in government in all of the ways that mattered. And that was the approach that Ahmadinejad very cleverly used in 2005. He promised to tackle corruption. He promised to bring the country's oil wealth to people's dinner tables. He promised to be different than all of the other establishment candidates. And people really were attracted to that. And I think that it was very clever because most of the other candidates in that election, they didn't pitch themselves to people that way. They were running on the youth vote. They were sort of going with the sort of trend in politics up until that moment, which was sort of the basic understanding that young people want more freedom, and so if you want to be successful in an election, you have to appeal to young people. So the other candidates had really attractive young women passing out banners for them on the street. They had carloads of sort of hip young people running around with the sort of their names emblazoned on the back. Their campaign headquarters were sort of blasting Western music, banned Western music, I might add. And really were targeting what was felt to be the sort of demographic that was going to drive the election. Well, what had happened that this all sort of was, what contributed to that misjudgment? Well, the young people that I wrote about in Lipstick Jihad, who were all in their early 20s at that point and very concerned with things like dating and privacy and their parties not being raided, well, they were slightly older. They were in their late 20s or in their, some had come into their early 30s, and were a little bit more, their concerns had evolved. They weren't as, although they were still concerned about all of those things, they were at an age where they were thinking about getting married. They wanted to move out of their homes and start sort of independent lives as married people. And so things like real estate and can we find an affordable apartment, jobs and you know, can I find a decent job to support a family? Can I reach that sort of level of economic independence, financial independence that will help me be able to start a life outside of my parents' home? These are what that sort of slightly older baby boomer generation was thinking about in that year of 2005. And so that's how, and that's what Ahmadinejad responded to. And so his victory, and I, this is a theme in my book, and I sort of chronicle it, was not really because Iranians at the time were feeling defiant or nationalist or wanted to defy the West, but because they were hoping that he would improve their daily lives.
Well, there you go. So, yeah. And, yeah, even they fell for it, too. So, I guess, but even still. Gonna, But I'm just saying, though, we here in the United States need to start doing better. I'd like to thank everyone for stopping by and listening to the show. I know this is kind of a short show, but, you know, we just threw this up short notice. Please come back next, well, this Wednesday. Wednesday is for our unsigned artist listening party. We're going to be playing some hot music. Yeah, so stop by. This has been the Cross Shot Radio Show. Saying, fuck your mothers.